Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, Sophie.
Erin, what's up, girl?
Nothing. I'm so excited to chat with you. I'm very excited.
Me too.
First, congrats. Like, you killed it. I know you didn't win, but you should be super proud of yourself. How are you feeling this morning now, finally watching everything?
I'm feeling so good. I feel like we have a deserving winner. And yes, I lost. And there's things I would have changed. Just like every single person who's ever lost Survivor would have changed something about their game that maybe would have led them to a win. But I feel like I left Survivor. I played strong towards the end. And I feel like I left on a high note. And I'm proud of myself. Like, I truly feel like I did the best that I could with how I started the game and with the knowledge I had and everything. So I got myself as far as I could, and I'm proud of myself. I got the second best title.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. Talk to me about Final Tribal and how you felt going in. Why were you so shocked when you got votes, Sophie?
I'll tell you why. So I'm a very self-aware person and typically a little pessimistic about myself and things. I'm really hard on myself, but also, like, just on paper, you're sitting next to someone with four immunity wins, now a fire. She had a lot of ammo, and I didn't feel confident. I didn't think I was going to win. I didn't think I stood a chance, but I was actually surprised. Like, people came up to me after Final Tribal, producers, Nate, Steven, Alex, that they were 50-50 on who they were going to vote for. Before Jeff read the votes, Savannah herself turned to me and she goes, "You just won." And I was like, "What?" So when Jeff read the second vote, I was like, "Wait a second, did I actually pull this out?" Because I did have a really strong Final Tribal performance, but I knew that's what I had to do, because sitting next to Sav, like, I was ready to throw everything at the wall. And they didn't even show all of it, which kind of sucks. But I think I had a solid, at least what the audience got to see, a pretty solid Final Tribal, which is cool.
You definitely did. You had a lot of reaction from the jury. I think a lot of people were pleasantly surprised that you articulated your game wonderfully. Any votes that surprised you that you got or didn't get?
Yeah, Alex, what was that? What the hell? Started from the bottom. I think maybe he was a little salty that I was the last Kella standing. I don't know. No, but I think I respect his vote. He was in the jury for a while. You know, I wasn't in the jury, so who knows what he was hearing. And he made his choice, and I respect that. I love the fact that I convinced MC and Christina. MC told me that I earned her vote, and that truly, you know, that meant everything to me, because that's all I wanted. I wanted for people to have an open mind going into Tribal, because my game was definitely a lot more subtle than other people. So I just wanted to be heard, and I was. And ultimately, you know, Sav won. I think she deserved it, but I'm glad that people went in there with an actual open mind, you know?
Yeah. And talking about your subtle game, it was like when you joined up with Rizzo and Savannah, and you talked about this at Final Tribal, you sort of fit in the puzzle piece of that social game, and you played that. Like, you could have turned on them, and you talked about it a lot, but talk to me about sort of the dynamic of the three. Were you very aware of, like, how people might perceive you in that three?
For sure. I think even when Sav won the second immunities, when I started, my wheels started turning, like, oh, she might just win all these immunities and I don't think I could beat her. But I loved her on a personal level at that point. But I was ready to make, I was actually ready to make the move, like, genuinely. I wasn't just saying that. But yeah, I think my biggest threat though was Savannah, because I could see that not only was she playing a really good game and winning when she needed to, but she was being respected by the jury, and that was really scary to me. So whenever I talked about flipping on Sav and Rizzo, I was really talking about turning on Sav because they were kind of a package deal, and I knew I could never tell Rizzo about turning on Sav. So turning on Sav meant turning on both of them whenever I talked about that. But yeah, I was ready to do it. I was just waiting for the right moment.
I know,
And
it's tough.
that, yeah, it's tough. And she really truly won when she needed to. She did not know that at five I was ready to take her out. Me and Christina were working on that puzzle together because we were like, we need to get her out like now. And so I was ready to do it. She won when she needed to. And so that's why I respect her so much.
Yeah, I want to talk about your decision for fire making. You wanted to make it privately.
Yeah.
Was that had you already made your mind up and you were kind of like, I don't really need anyone trying to sway me, or were you really trying to think like, what do I do here?
So I was weighing options. I was either going to put them in fire or put myself in fire against Sav. And that was what I literally spent hours on that beach thinking about it. But ultimately convinced myself, like, you deserve to be in the final three with everything you've gone through. You might have a chance. And I truly felt like Rizzo winning fire, I would have won. And I was told that by a lot of people in the jury. So, I still had a chance, even against Sav. Like, people were telling me they were 50-50. So who knows if there was a world that I still could have won if I said something different, or if, I played that knowledge power better. But I stick with my decision because who knows, if Rizzo would have won, I could have won. So
It's a what if game. I know it's hard to play
it's
that.
always a worth game.
I want to talk about knowledge is power because I'm still, on behalf of you, a little annoyed when they say you played it incorrectly, because to me, it was nearly impossible for you to know that that would be played, even if you knew it was a block vote and not a steal vote, when it would be played. Talk to me about that. And do you feel like, because I feel like you redeemed yourself, but how do you feel if you even need to redeem yourself, I guess?
No, I do. I feel so. My ideal outcome would have been take Steven's or take Rizzo's idol and vote Steven out still. But the reason I didn't take Rizzo's idol was because I was afraid that Sage and Christina were gonna vote Rizzo out. Even though we had discussed voting Steven out, I was worried about Rizzo going because at that point, truly, I felt comfortable sitting with Rizzo at the end over Steven. Like, Steven was perceived to be a threat. He had won two immunities. He had every single friend in the jury. And I thought getting one challenge threat out would give me a chance to actually win immunity. And ultimately, I think that was the case. Like, who knows if Steven was competing in the final four if I would have won that. But obviously, hindsight's 2020. If I would have known I couldn't take Steven's advantage, I would take Rizzo's idol in a second because I looked so stupid. But I did know that Steven had a block of vote because Christina
Oh,
told me.
right.
And that's ultimately one of the things I said in the final tribal was like, I always had the knowledge. Like, I didn't even need my knowledge as power. Truly, what I should have done was not even play it and bring it out like Marianne at final tribal and be like, I had the knowledge as power since day 11, and I didn't need to play it because I always had the knowledge and was able to make moves having that without having to use this. But it is what it is.
Yeah, do you think it actually played that much of a
It
role in
out.
how people voted? Sorry, Soph, did you hear me?
No, yeah, sorry, cut out a little bit. Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Okay. Honestly, I don't think so. I think the episode made me look a lot dumber than I did. The jury was just confused at what happened. And when they heard me out, actually, MC told me my explanation for it is what convinced her to vote for me in the end. So I wish they would have shown that because I think I answered it pretty strongly and explained it well, but yeah, I don't know. I don't think it had that much of an effect as it did on the audience. Like, the audience was like, what an idiot. He lost $1 million. But no, had Rizzo won fire, I probably would have won the game. So even after that blunder,
Do you think your final speech or your final performance would have changed if Rizzo was sitting next to you versus Sav?
no. That's a good question. I don't think it would have changed because I feel like there was a lot of things that Rizzo and I did together that I could have taken even more credit for. For example, him convincing people that his idol expired at six was actually my idea because I was planning to take Rizzo's idol. And so I thought if everybody thought the idol expired at 6 and I took Rizzo's idol, I could use it at 5 and get myself to 4. But the issue, the what changed my mind was a lot of things. I wanted Steven out, but also I knew that there was a path to 4 either way. Because when I got to 5, like I was not going home in that position with Sav, Rizzo, Christina, and Sage. No one was going to vote me out in that scenario. So I knew there was a path to 5 regardless. And obviously, it would have been like a better move to take Rizzo's idol just like for dramatic purposes and also just to not look as stupid as I did with Steven, but it is what it is.
Yeah,
But yeah.
and Rizzo didn't
Go
play
ahead.
his idol on you. Did that have anything to do? Were you like, okay, I need to play selfishly too, because he's,
Oh, yeah. That completely shook me because at that point, I felt like all of us had been playing for each other. And we were like, we had each other's backs to a fault, I feel like, and for me. But that woke me up like, oh, we're all playing for ourselves. And it made me wish I maybe would have taken the idol that much more because I was like, damn, he wasn't willing. I could have gone home that night. I knew I wasn't, but I could have very easily if Sage and Christina changed their mind or whatever. And yeah, so I was like, at that point after that, I was like, yeah, I don't care. I'm playing the game for myself. I was willing to flip on Sav at 5 after that very easily. And when I won Fire, I did not feel that bad putting them in Fire, to be honest.
Yeah, no, as like it's the game. I want to talk about your Final Four immunity win because that came in clutch, and
No.
did that help your confidence going into the end game?
For sure. Because I thought after that knowledge is power thing, when I felt like it was just a really embarrassing thing to happen. I thought my chances were pretty slim. And so after I won it, I was like, damn, with the story that I have, with the relationships I have with the people in the jury, with the moves I know I made that I know didn't make error, and people are like, she rode Sav and Rizzo's coattails. If I would have won, the edit would have been different, okay?
Facts.
But it is what it is. I don't want to be that person that's like, they left so much out, but like obviously they did, okay? But yeah, so I don't know. I think, wait, sorry, what was the question? I'm like blanking out again.
No, you just got more
Oh
confidence,
yeah.
obviously, from your
Yeah,
win.
I did. I got confidence and it reminded me like you do have a chance to win this game. Like don't count yourself out yet with the start you had, like finish strong. You just did finish strong by winning the immunity. So, yeah.
Yeah.
It gave me that confidence.
Love that. I know we only have a couple more minutes. People are, and I'm curious, like, Rizzo and Sav, now we officially know they're on season 50. Do you think that did affect the edit in any way? Or do you wish that you would have been, I don't know, anything you would done would have been shown more, we would have seen more of?
A good question, and I this is a hard one to answer because they truly are one of my best friends now, and I don't want to take away
Of
from their
course,
game at
yeah.
all. They were incredible, great TV. Like I want to see them on 52. So I think that I want to say I have to say yes because there was a lot of stuff that I did that was left out, or for example, that me and Rizzo did together that they chose to just show his side of things. Like for example, let's say he had a conversation with Sage trying to convince her to do something. I also had a conversation with Sage trying to convince her to do the same thing, but maybe they just showed his side to not maybe give him more credit or give him the flowers for something that maybe we did together to highlight his moves to make him more rootable to go on 50, you know? And again, he played a phenomenal game. I played hand in hand with him. I know what he did. I know what he's capable of, and he's gonna kill it on 50. But yeah, I think I definitely maybe was a little bit of a casualty of them being there, but at the same time, like we did that. I'm so proud of us. The fact that one of us won, we still find baffling, like that we came back from a 7-3 minority. I think Sab deserves the win. I think Rizzo was an incredible player. He's going to go down as a legend, and I hope he puts all these Survivor 50 vets in their retirement homes and claims his legend status. 50. So I'm so proud of
Cool.
them. And if I'm gonna get slighted by any edit, I'm happy it's to them.
Yep,
Yeah.
yep.
Yeah.
Last question. Speaking of that, I do think maybe this sets you up because right now I think you're the top pick of someone who needs to come back. We need to see you again. I feel
Oh.
like you would be amazing on your second run. Would you do it again, Sophie?
Oh my God, girl, I would. And I would do so much different. I would prepare physically. I did nothing. I was like eating Oreos. I was trying to get fat because I heard once that Boston Rob said to fatten yourself up so that your body uses the fat as storage. And maybe that works in a 39-day game, but that did not work for a 26-day game. I was burnt out by like day 12 physically. Like I could not catch a break. I would stand up and like almost pass out. So I would do exactly what Sav did. I would follow the Sav diet. She was like working out every day, fasted, and like she came in with a plan. And I think with my social game and strategy, and like also I think, I don't know, I think with my game, I think I would do well in a returning game because people would still underestimate me
Yep.
with the game that I just had. And then also tying it with a physical preparation, I think I would kill it. And I would say yes in a heartbeat. It was the best experience of my life.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.